Congress took action on this 16 months ago, and in the legislation, a deadline was given to the FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration, to come up with a rule on this bill relative to pilot fatigue. And they missed the deadline and then missed the second deadline. And I understand the importance of getting this right, but a big part of getting this right is getting this done. And the National Transportation Safety Board has been working on changing the pilot fatigue rules for 2 decades. So I think the Federal Aviation Administration has had more than enough time to consider the legislative intent, the congressional intent, and to write a rule consistent with it. It's as simple as that. And we need to move forward, and the Federal Aviation Administration needs to stay on this. And we as a delegation, Kathy Hochul, Louise Slaughter, Tom Reed, and I, are going to do everything that we can to continue to keep the pressure on.
Congress certainly did its due diligence. The families of the victims of Flight 3407 have fought so hard, and yet it remains at a standstill.
Well, it shows you why it's very hard to get anything done here. You know, this is a very commonsensical provision that, again, Congress created the National Transportation Safety Board for a purpose. That group goes out and they investigate these crashes, come up with probable cause, and make recommendations to ensure the safety of the flying public. The recommendations that they make, they're experts in that field, should be quickly adopted by both Congress and the Federal Aviation Administration toward the goal of keeping the flying public safe. So this delay is unacceptable to Western New York. It's unacceptable to the Western New York delegation, and it's unacceptable to the flying public. So they need to move and move quickly toward finalizing a rule on pilot fatigue. And keep in mind, Eileen, the bill hits 7 sections. Each of which requires rulemaking. This is the first one in priority of importance. So while this one is delayed, others aren't being dealt with. And the next section is pilot training. So we advanced the bill 16 months ago in totality toward the goal of keeping the flying public safe, and that the FAA is dragging it feet on this and is not coming up with a rule specific to pilot fatigue. Obviously delays changes in that specific area, but it also delays changes in issues of pilot training and other things that are very, very important. Again, recommendations that have been advanced by the National Transportation Safety Board. So we as a delegation will continue to put pressure on FAA just to do what they have been authorized to do.
Give us a sense, if you can, who's putting the pressure on the FAA to not have this go through. Is it the airline industry?
It may be the airline industry. It may be, some of the other carriers that are non-passenger related. I'm not quite sure, but that's not what's important here. What's important is this is a good common sense approach to enhancing the safety of the flying public. This has been through extensive, comprehensive scrutiny with Congress and passed in Congress and went on to the administration for rulemaking. So this is part of the bureaucracy, and I'm sure that the bureaucracy has some external influences that don't want to see this go through for whatever reason. But the bottom line here is when you authorize a National Transportation Safety Board to come up with probable cause and things that we can do to correct the problems that existed in a previous crash, that's how the system's supposed to work. And this 16-month delay is not confidence-inspiring, but it's incumbent upon us, all of us from the delegation, to keep the pressure on, and we will.
Now, you haven't been given any heads up on the next deadline or timetable. How will you be able to hold them accountable?
Well, just using the bully pulpit aspect of our jobs, we will continue to put pressure on the White House and FAA, continuing to stress, the importance of getting this done. I understand getting it right, but fundamental to getting it right is getting it done. And the fact of the matter is they had 16 months to do it, missed the first deadline, missed the second deadline, and as far as I'm concerned, there's no good reason that's been advanced for these delays. So we will continue to put the pressure on.
Congressman Higgins, thank you so much.
Thanks, Eileen.